Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think just open communication, you know, within the group of, you know, how he sees things, you know, how he wants you to run the route, and just being able to be there for him and be friendly to him, be the quarterback's best friend. I think we got a lot of guys that are committed to that and trying to help him out as best we can.
Mark Andrews said they got guys that are going to help Cooper Rush out, as we expect Cooper Rush to play quarterback on Sunday. Lamar Jackson has not practiced yet this week, but they have the, I guess, for lack of a better word, the infrastructure to help Cooper Rush out on Sunday.
Well, look, the way you're going to help him out the most is by being able to run the football. And I think D'Amico Ryans is going to go to great lengths to stop that. Now, he couldn't stop it Christmas Day. Lots changed since then, including, obviously, the quarterback. I think they're going to struggle offensively. That's just me.
And the Texans, they can get after the quarterback, too. Will Anderson Jr., he's off to a really good start to the season. The offensive line's going to have to be a lot better than they have been, getting push in the run game and also protecting Cooper Rush, because this offense, considering they're going to be down Lamar Jackson, they're not going to be able to overcome many negative plays. Those negative plays are going to kill drives.
More from Mark Andrews, says they have to utilize more skill players with Cooper Rush.
Yeah, I think that, you know, at the end of the day, we have a core group, and you know, Lamar is one of one. There's no one else like Lamar. No one's, you know, been like Lamar. But yeah, at the end of the day, we've got a core group of offensive guys, and we're going to use everybody, and you know, it's going to be diverse in that way.
Diverse offense, though, I think, Jason, they're more apt to give Derrick Henry the ball.
Yeah, I think they want to run the ball 40 times. I think they want to throw it to the tight ends and throw it to the running backs, and if there's a big play or two along the way to a wide receiver, great. But I don't think that position group's going to be called upon a whole lot here, except for maybe some bubble screens and slip screens and things like that to Zay. I think it's going to end up being a pretty nondescript first half of the season for Rashad Bateman, because they didn't have much of any of that stuff going on before Lamar got hurt. And now that Lamar's hurt, I don't think it's coming back in the first half until after the bye.
I can't imagine.
If it comes back with this offensive line.
Yeah, I can't imagine this offense is going to get big plays through the air, throwing the ball all over the yard. If they get big plays in the passing game, it's going to come by Yak. It's going to come hitting Zay Flowers on an in-breaking route, and he's got room to run, and he can get 20 extra yards after the catch.
Tavius Robinson met with the media yesterday, said Zach Orr is doing enough. He doesn't deserve criticism.
I don't hear any of that, really. No, I don't pay attention to you know, the outside social media and all that, but I think Zach Orr is a great coach, and he puts us in the positions to be great and make plays. So, again, it's on us as players to go out there, execute the scheme, and make the plays when our number's called.
Players deserve some culpability in all this, but I appreciate the player defending his coach.
Look, they've been abject failure, so there's criticism for everybody. There's criticism for players, criticism for coaches, criticism for the GM, football operations, everything. When you're this bad and you thought you were going to be that good, and you've had multiple instances where you'd think, okay, maybe this is the humbling point. Like, maybe this is the low. This is, you know, the nadir, and now they rise. They just keep sinking.
They just keep sinking. They haven't bounced back from the fourth quarter collapse in Buffalo, and it's been no one could have seen this defense being this terrible. Coming into the year with what they had, with Zach Orr having a full year under his belt as defensive coordinator, it was supposed to be different. You got out the kinks in the first 10 games last year. It was supposed to be different this year, but it's more of the same.
Bellway, Ben, let's go on to Bateman. Rashad Bateman spoke yesterday, cut 25. He says, we're moving forward after a 1-3 start.
I just think we got to lock in and, you know, man up and accept, you know, the cards that, you know what I'm saying, that we got right now and, you know, find ways to be better, you know what I'm saying, all across the board. So hopefully we can do that and get back on track.
Need to get back on track, but as you said, Jason, I don't know how active he's going to be on Sunday.
No, I think the element of the downfield splash play, especially the on script from the pocket, like play action, deep shot. There was, you know, intermediate stuff and pockets of maybe 15 to 25 yards downfield where Zay was finding some joy. But the deep sideline stuff, you know, the deep post, that we haven't seen that this year.
I expect a very conservative game plan from Todd Monken, knowing that you're a lot more limited with Cooper Rush instead of Lamar Jackson. You can't chance turnovers, because if you lose the turnover battle, you're going to lose again.
Coming up next, we get back to the Orioles, and they held a couple press conferences on Monday. Andy Koska covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner. He was there. What did he take away from those press conferences? What about the future of the manager position, the GM position? We'll talk to Andy next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.